Theater critic J. Wynn Russick has been to see the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company's production of the classic Romeo and Juliet. She brings us his review.
It's the most famous love story of all time. Romeo and Juliet has been retold, spun off, updated, and reimagined as a story about warring street gangs in New York, rival religious factions in Baghdad, garden gnomes, even zombies. At Chesapeake Shakespeare Company, director Ian Gallagher tells it straight, in Elizabethan dress and as Shakespeare wrote it, with some cuts. For a play this well-known, playing it safe could be risky, too familiar, not adventurous enough. But the current Romeo and Juliet is one of the strongest Chesapeake Shakespeare productions yet. This is the 50th production in the company's 13-year history. It's a fine introduction to Chesapeake's new theater and, for younger audiences, to live Shakespeare. The production's swift pace is one reason it works so well. In the source that Shakespeare adapted, the action, from love at first sight to double suicide, spans 9 months. Shakespeare made it more urgent and tragic by telling the story at warp speed. Everything happens in just 5 days. Chesapeake Shakespeare ups the energy, in part by trimming the script, but also by casting actors who embody their characters' youthful impulsiveness. David Mavrikos's excellent Romeo and his cronies James Jager's Benvolio and Vince Isenson's Mercutio horse around like fraternity brothers. Time moves slowly only before Mavrikos's impatient Romeo meets Juliet, back when he's still mooning over a girl who wants nothing to do with him.
Good morrow, cousin.
Is the day so young?
But new struck nine.
Ay me, sad hours seem long. Was that my father that went hence so fast?
It was. What sadness lengthens Romeo's hours?
Not having that which having makes them short.
In love.
Out.
Of love.
Out of her favor where I am in love.
Alas.
Time
love.
Zips along after Romeo meets Juliet, and fatal combat breaks out between the feuding Capulets and Montagues. Christopher Niebling's bold fight choreography increases the urgency, and so does Nick Delaney's bass drum accompaniment. The trims in the text don't just speed up the pace, however. Trimming some of the scenes with Juliet alters the balance of the play. Juliet is the engine that drives the action in Shakespeare's romantic tragedy. Not only does she dare to love a man whose very name is anathema to her family, she's the one who proposes marriage. Lauren M. Davis brings willpower, intelligence, and once again, youth, to the role of Juliet. She also manages to inject freshness into the play's best-known lines.
"'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. Ooh, what's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name!"
Even so, director Gallagher's cuts make this much more Romeo's play than Juliet's. It's an unusual shift in emphasis. In addition, the flurry of activity on stage can be distracting. The whirl of dancing when Romeo and Juliet first see each other pulls the focus away from this crucial moment. The same thing happens in the turf war that detracts from the fatal wounding of Mercutio. But the actor's occasional interaction with the audience in the first half adds immediacy. Several of the supporting performances do too, especially Mimsy Janice's colorful depiction of Juliet's nurse and Vince Isenson's nimble, quick-witted Mercutio. Chesapeake Shakespeare has a practice of having cast members perform modern pop songs related to the show beforehand and during intermission. The results can vary, but the songs in the Romeo and Juliet hit parade, from Lou Reed to Taylor Swift, are well chosen and performed. Romeo and Juliet's quintessential image is Romeo scaling Juliet's balcony. You won't see that here. But you will see a solid production, with a few quirks, that reminds us why, 400 years later, Romeo and Juliet remains the greatest, most imitated love story ever told.
That you, Romeo, you were throwing pebbles in my daddy's...
Maryland Morning Theater critic J. Wynn Russick. The play runs through this Sunday, May 10th. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, the city's public health efforts post-unrest. Stay with us on 88.1.